typical murderers. Some plan their crimes meticulously, while others kill on impulse.
It's Jason Voorhees.
Fred Krueger, Mother. Fred Krueger!
It is time, Michael.
When there is no more room in hell.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
The dead.
What's your favorite scary movie?
We'll walk the earth.
I'm eternal, child. I am the eater of...
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
The boogeyman is real.
Here's Johnny.
The blackest eyes.
Every year.
The devil's eyes.
Don't fall asleep.
It's got a death curse.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Death Curse Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Barker, and joining me tonight is Kent Mullins.
What's up, guys?
And Jesse Gilbert.
Hey.
All right. As most of our regular listeners know, February is Women in Horror Month. So with that being said, we are going to discuss our top three women in horror. Now, this list is in no particular order. It's not a beauty contest. No rhyme or reason as to why you picked those that you did. It can be for whatever reason. So you can explain as you go. But for me, I think it is my love for the particular films that the actresses were in more than anything else. But let's just kick it off and ranking it at number three, even though it's not necessarily a true number three. Who do you have, Kent?
For my number three, and this is in no particular order, like you said, I have Linnea Quigley. I put her down for a number of reasons. First and foremost, she's been in over 150 films and she continues to work to this day. But most importantly, in terms of our podcast, like 95% of those films were horror related. And she's appeared in several, you know, extremely important films in horror, as far as I'm concerned. Most of which being Return of the Living Dead, which is a film that was pretty substantial to my childhood and even my early introductions to horror movies. She played Trash in that movie. Everybody, I'm sure, has seen it. She also went on to appear and make appearances in Night of the Demons. She's a main player in that movie, which I think we'll call back to later with Jesse. She appeared in, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but she was in Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4 as a one of the females coming out of Freddy's chest. And, of course, she was also in Pumpkinhead 2. But one of the reasons that I chose to have her on my list was I love the fact that she has embraced what you may call typecasting, even though I don't think that really holds true with her role in Night of the Demons. But she has embraced her horror persona. She's not ashamed of it. I think a lot of times actresses and actors are ashamed of having, you know, maybe a B movie horror background, but not Linnea. She's all about it. She's an extremely pleasant person and she loves her fans and she continues to work to this day on horror. And I think she genuinely loves it. And she's been hugely influential on the horror genre in general, I believe. And I certainly believe that she has earned her spot in my three list as one of the most important women in horror movies.
And that's a great choice, and you make a lot of great points. And I've met her several times at conventions. She's a super sweet lady, and I think you're right. She definitely has embraced her role. And, of course, there's definitely nothing wrong with that because look at her movie credits. She certainly hasn't been starving, that's for sure. She's been busy over the years, and I think that's a great choice. And when I think of her, I think of the Trash character immediately, like you said. That's just such an iconic character and such a great film, but her other roles were all great too. And I was aware of the Nightmare on Elm Street. I did see her on a documentary where they actually showed behind the scenes shots of that particular scene with the people playing the faces and stuff. So yeah, she's been involved in a lot of good stuff. Now for me, my number three, I'm gonna have to go with Heather Langenkamp. I love Nightmare on Elm Street. That was one of the films that got me into the horror genre in general. So Heather Langenkamp is right up there for me. Of course, her being in Part 1 and her awesome role in Dream Warriors, and then obviously in A New Nightmare, which I love her in A New Nightmare. The whole concept of that And I think she's an obvious choice, especially if you're a Nightmare on Elm Street fan, a huge one like I am. I'm a huge, huge Nightmare fan. So, of course, she's definitely going to be on my list. And I wish they wouldn't have killed her off the way that they did, but it's awesome that they brought her back like they did for A New Nightmare. So she's a sweet lady, too. Met her on several occasions. I actually have a Freddy Krueger half sleeve on my upper arm, and I got a cool picture of her and Amanda Wiss standing next to my tattoo. And I've got that hanging up in my house because it's such a cool shot. Actually, I think she autographed it, too. So I've always looked forward to seeing her at conventions. Hopefully she'll be at one that I'm coming up to. Coming to again this year. I'll have to keep checking the list, but hopefully we'll see her again this year. But yeah, she was an obvious spot for me. She would definitely make a top three of mine anytime. So Jesse, what about you? Who did you have down number three?
I also want to say that, you know, Heather is now being added to the Hellraiser series. So that's, another property she's got under her belt.
Yeah. She doesn't have obviously a ton of other horror credits like some of the other actresses do, but being that I'm just such a fan of the Nightmare series, she's definitely ranks right up there for me. So who do you have in your number three spot?
All right. My number three, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of talk about this one, is actually Jamie Lee Curtis. You know, Prom Night, the original Halloween, you know, she was one of what a lot of people consider to be our original Scream Queens.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, you're definitely right. And she is always going to be on lists. And if you look on when websites do their thing, and they do the top 10 women in horror or the top Scream Queens or whatever the hell you want to call it, she's always on that list and she's always going to be.
I would make the argument, even though she didn't make my list, just because I knew that you two would one of you would at least be, would be picking her. I would make the argument that she is, if not in the top three, one of the most, if not the most important woman in horror, just because she is the mold for the survivor girl in slasher films. She is what Adrienne King was based off of. And, she wore down the path for that role.
Absolutely. She was basically the pioneer. Obviously, there were other women in horror and other films out prior, but Halloween pretty much set the starting line for the 80s slasher films. So she basically is the OG of the Scream Queens, if you want to look at it like that. I don't even know if really Scream Queen. Yeah, I mean, that's a title that I would give her, but she was a fighter too. So, but yeah, definitely included in the Scream Queen list, even though she, like I said, wasn't as much of a, I guess, a screamer as some other actresses were. But she's just iconic because Halloween is so iconic. And it's not that she just did one, she did two. And then on down the line. And then now we're going to see her again in the newest one. And plus, I mean, look at her career in general. She was an A-list Hollywood actress for years. Maybe not so much now, but she's older now and not as busy as she was. But she was a primetime superstar in her day. I mean, shit, she's a sure shot.
That's definitely true. Even in the comedy horror set, you know, she was in that show Scream Queens, which I thought was hilarious. I know it ended up getting canceled, but it was a great laugh, and I absolutely loved her character in that.
Yeah, I didn't check that out, so I don't really have any comment on that. But she's obviously still working, and she's still out there, so who knows what we'll see her in next. Obviously, probably not another Halloween, but look at what she's done for the Halloween franchise, let alone all the other films that she's been in. I mean, her IMDb is super stacked, but with Halloween as iconic as it is, that's certainly an understandable choice. So do you have something to say, Kent?
I was just getting ready to say, maybe we'll get to see her cruising around in one of those Tar Heel blue police cars.
Yeah, you know, I've still, that still boggles me. I was thinking about that the other day, how I was ranting on that. And it's like, damn, that's just boggles me the way that they did that. But you never know. We might see her in one or in the back of one. Who knows?
Are we wanting to move on to the number two?
Yeah, I was just going to say, unless somebody else has something to add, we'll go ahead and break it down on the number two spot.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say this one just because she's already been brought up, and I don't want to get, 20 minutes down the road and bring her up again. I also had Heather Langenkamp on mine as well. Her it speaks for itself. Nightmare on Elm Street is one of the most iconic horror film franchises in the world, and she was an original on that. I haven't based my list in the least bit off of looks, but there is something extremely attractive about her, I feel like, and she perfectly embraces that innocent, the innocence. She has a very innocent look and sweet. She looks very sweet natured, and she just plays that role very, very well. I absolutely adore the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise, and she's one of the OGs of it.
Definitely, and that's a great point. She was perfect for that character. I'm not sure that they could have found anybody that could have pulled it off like her. I mean, she really knocked that role out of the park, and what they were going for, I mean, she just nailed it, absolutely. And all the films that she was in, and I would have loved to see her in another. What's that?
She's aged so well. She still is a very attractive woman, even considering her age. She's just like I said, I haven't based any of mine off of looks, but out of all of them, I would argue that she is probably the most physically attractive.
And that's understandable. I would have loved to have seen her in other films. Obviously, we're going to see her in the Hellraiser series coming up, but I would have loved to have seen her in other stuff like some of the other actresses, but it is what it is. And I'm just glad that she's doing conventions regularly because she's awesome. She's such a sweet lady, and I always look forward to seeing her.
Now, it's my understanding the reason why she didn't take on a lot of acting roles was that she started her special effects company, and she started doing a lot more behind the scenes.
Yeah, she did, and I've never asked her why, but I'm assuming that that probably is true, at least in some fashion. But not everybody that's been in some of these iconic films, as you guys know, they haven't went on to be in really much else.
She started a special effects company?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. I don't know what year.
New Nightmare? Has she not watched her own fucking movie?
I don't know what year she started the company. I would have to Google it, but she's had it for quite a while.
I mean, the premise of New Nightmare was, you know, she's her home life is entwined with this special effects stuff because of her husband, and he gets his dick ripped off by a glove that he made. She needs to heed her own warning.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know what year she actually started the company. I'd have to Google it, but I know that it's been in operation for quite a while. So I'm sure that that has some impact on her acting later on. But like I said, some of these actresses that we see in the films that are iconic, like Adrienne King, for example, she hasn't been in a ton of stuff after. I mean, she didn't quit acting, but that's just a good example of, hey, there's an iconic role, but not necessarily went on to like to be like Jamie Lee Curtis and be an A-lister. So, but yeah, certainly understandable. Like I said, she was on my list too, so I can certainly see why you would pick her. That is one of the most iconic horror franchises ever, so that's an easy choice as well. So let's move on to number two, and I'll just kick that one off. My choice was Danielle Harris. Now, I'm a huge Halloween fan, obviously. So did that have any impact on it? Well, of course, she was obviously in 4 and 5. Of course, Kent's favorite, Rob Zombie, H1, H2. And she knocked those roles out, but not just because of Halloween. If you look at Danielle on IMDb, she's got a ton of horror film credits. And obviously she was in Hatchet. There's another big franchise that has a ton of fans. And she can act outside of that, too. I remember watching some of the TGIF sitcoms years ago. She was on Roseanne. She was on Boy Meets World. So she has stepped outside of the box a little bit, but she's another one that's pretty much well known for her horror related roles. And she's got a lot of minor ones too. So, and plus she's closer to my age, and obviously the Rob Zombie films, when those came out, you know, I'm in my 20s at that time. So we're closer in age than me and obviously Jamie Lee Curtis, who's much older than me, could be my mother. So, but that still, I mean, I don't think that really had any impact on it. She's just made her mark on the genre, as far as I'm concerned.
She's a modern rendition of Jamie Lee Curtis. I feel like this generation's Jamie Lee Curtis, and she may have lost some points from me for the Rob Zombie Halloweens, but she definitely redeemed herself with the Hatchet franchise, because that is fast becoming maybe in my top three favorite slasher franchises. I just love, and I'm not a gore hound at all, but man, those kills are so awesome in that franchise. And yeah, I can completely understand why you would put her on your list.
But let me ask you this, though. I know you don't care for Rob Zombie's Halloween. I get that. But objectively, if she lost points, was that just because she was in the film, or did you think that her performance was poor and you're going to deduct her for that?
I was just letting shit fall out of my face, man. She's a phenomenal actress. I was just talking shit.
I know. I just wanted to hear you admit it. I just wanted to hear you admit that that's the only reason is because she was simply in the film.
She is of no issue with that film. It's none of it is her fault.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, like we talked about. And we'll discuss the Rob Zombies later. We'll make an episode out of that. So, but once again, for many reasons, it has nothing to do with looks. She is an attractive person, obviously. She models. I mean, that's common knowledge. So, but that has nothing to do with it. She's just definitely made her mark in it in a number of films. And I think she deserves some credit. So, like I said, not necessarily a number two, a true number two, but that's who I went ahead and put down. Now, Ken, did you want to just, we already talked about Heather Langenkamp. Did you want to just use that as your number two, or was she on another, is she your number one?
No, I had her as my number two, but I felt like she deserved it. So I'm willing to give up one of my slots for something that we've already talked about, just to give her that credit.
Gotcha. Yeah, we did discuss her, so we might as well move on to Jesse. Where are you at with the number two spot?
All right, this might be a little bit surprising for some people, but I'm going to go with Emilia Kincaid. She was Angela in the Night of the Demon movies. One of the number one reasons why I have her as my number two is because she was actually the very first female monster in movie history, and that's a big deal to me. Like monsters, slashers, you know, that sort of stuff. And to have this woman come in, you know, before that, she had done My Best Friend is a Vampire, but she spent a lot of time doing soap operas like Young and the Restless, for example. So here's this woman coming in, and out of nowhere, you know, people are already comparing her to a female Freddy Krueger. That was a big deal back then. It just, you know, everything about her. But then, of course, you know, after Night of the Demons 3 in 97, she never acted again. She had went out on that high note playing that character for the last time. And I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Did you find any reason while you were researching as to why she chose to do that?
She got to the point where she didn't feel like it was pertinent to make any more Night of the Demons films. You know, by three, they were getting kind of silly. You know, the franchise had died until many years later. And she just kind of felt like she had, you know, come in, she'd done everything she wanted to do, and then she wanted to focus more on family. Which I think is the reason why a lot of actresses, you know, even Hollywood actresses, end up taking time off.
And that's certainly understandable. When you have a family and you don't want to be on the road or miss out on stuff, that's certainly understandable. There's a lot of people who have done that. Sometimes even athletes will retire just because of they want to be home and not be on the road with their family. So nobody will point a finger over that. But I think that's a great choice, too. I'm not a huge fan of those films, but I like them. I'm just not a super fan by any means, but I can certainly understand that choice.
I just actually finished watching one about 2 or 3 days ago, and for its time, the Night of the Demons franchise, the first one at least, I haven't watched the part 2 or 3 it's been years, but I watched the first one, and the practical effects in those films are phenomenal for their time. Super underrated.
They really are, but like I said, the downside of the series, and this happened a lot in the 90s with a lot of franchises, it started going from this serious, you know, this really interesting horror film with all these great effects to just pretty one-liners and cheese. And that's ultimately what I think killed the series.
They Hellraisered it.
More or less, but you could also say they Nightmare on Elm Streeted it, because that's what happened to, you know, Freddy with Freddy's Dead.
I fucking loved the goofy Freddy, though. Well, that's not what we're talking about. I'm sorry, I'm getting this off on a tangent. But yeah, man, I completely understand you picking her on your list. That's an iconic franchise in itself.
Absolutely. And also, like you mentioning the first female monster, that certainly holds some clout too. So I can definitely understand that choice. Like I said, I'm not a huge fan of those films. I love the first one. Now you're right about three though. It's kind of starting to kind of get cheesy there, but I love the first two, not really a big fan of the third one, but yeah, definitely. That's a great choice. And I can certainly see why you chose her. All right, so moving on to the number one choices, and she's already been mentioned, but for me personally, and I guess I'm going to have to list her as number one, just go ahead and call it out and just say if I had to pick a true number one, it would be her, and that's Jamie Lee Curtis. We've already discussed it, but I'm just super glad that they brought her back for the next Halloween. I just think that's really awesome, especially if it's going to be the final Halloween. Just what a way to go out and to be able to say that all these years later, that the movie is still relevant, that you wanted me back for your final one. I just think that's awesome, and I just really look forward to it outside of those dumbass squad cars.
Those squad cars are pretty bad, but I'm going to keep an open mind going into it.
Yeah, I am too. Like I said, we've pretty much already discussed Jamie. Pretty much speaks for herself. I really don't even have to give reasons why she would be a true number one. Watch the films. Look at her career. It is what it is. It speaks for itself. So, Jesse, number one choice.
My absolute number one choice, and this would probably be my number one, is Ashley Lawrence, most well known for Kirsty Cotton on the Hellraiser franchise. But she has done dozens of horror films. You know, she's gone from horror, she's gone to, you know, regular TV shows, like Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction she was on, ER, Beverly Hills 90210. Like, she has literally done everything. At this point in time, she's got over 40 credits in her acting career, and she's still going strong. She's always been beautiful, in my opinion, and Kirsty was probably, I mean, as much as I love Jamie Lee in Halloween, we had a more constant appearance, I feel like, for Kirsty Cotton, and I saw her in more things. So she was sort of that, you know, that actress that I saw in these horror films that just kind of entranced me the most.
Well, I do like Hellraiser too, so I'm right up there with you. She did an kick-ass job in Hellraiser, and you're right. She does continue to work. She has been in a number of other things. Not anything. She's been in a lot of stuff. I'm trying to think of another like superstar role, like the Hellraiser role, and I'm trying to think off the top of my head what that might be. But you're right. She's been in a lot of shit.
Warlock 3.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, but definitely had a great career overall. And Hellraiser is an iconic franchise in itself, so it might not be up there with the Freddy Kruegers, the Michael Myers, the Jason Voorhees characters, but it's certainly not far behind as far as I'm concerned. Now, the Hellraiser, diehard Hellraiser fans will point fingers at me, but and that's fine, but look at the numbers. It's behind, but it's not that far behind. It's definitely an iconic horror franchise, so that's another great choice. Kent, who's your number one?
My number one, like I said, my list is in no particular order, but I put Linda Blair on my list. I personally am not a big fan of The Exorcist. I don't think that it's held up well over the years, and I don't find it all that scary, and I never have. But the fact that Linda Blair pulled off Reagan at 14 years old and did everything that was required of her to make that film at 14 years old is absolutely amazing, and I don't even think that they could legally do that nowadays. Everything that they had her do with the crucifix is just terrible. But many adults, probably in their you know, late 40s, and even my mother, will tell you that is the scariest movie they have ever seen, and they will argue until they're blue in the face that it is the scariest movie ever made and will ever be made. And I think that speaks volumes about how horrifying that movie was when it came out. And the majority of that, she carried that movie. She is why that movie is scary to them. And I think she deserves a slot just for that. She's also done several other horror movies. And much like Linnea Quigley, she's embraced her, you know, horror movie persona. And I guess another reason that may have swayed my decision is I'm also a huge Supernatural fan. I know I'm getting hit in the face with tomatoes and fruit and everything right now because everybody thinks it's made for teenage girls, but I'm a monster Supernatural fan. And she also guest starred on Supernatural, so that may have affected my decision. And on top of all that, she fucking married Rick James. Like, how much cooler can you get? She was married to Rick James for 2 years.
Yeah. You're missing an important factor, though, dude, a huge important factor. She worked with the late, great Leslie Nielsen in that Repossessed movie, which was one of the first of its kind for an actress to be involved with a film that directly made fun of the film that made her famous.
I've never seen that movie. I'm going to have to check that out.
Oh, you have to.
He's too busy watching Supernatural. I mean, come on.
Hey, I've got to counterweight that Supernatural admittance that I just brought up with I am a monster Hellraiser fan of the franchise. That's my favorite horror franchise. So everything evens out in the end.
I'm backing you up on Supernatural, dude. I love it. I'm just now going back through the whole series for like the fourth or fifth time just to have something in the background. But I love that show.
I think Jensen Ackles, I'm getting us off sidetracked again, but I think Jensen Ackles is one of the most underrated, even though he doesn't call himself a comedian. I think his comedic timing is second to almost nobody.
I can agree with you there.
I'll admit I watched the first maybe five episodes and I couldn't make it any further. I'm not really sure why. I'm not a huge Supernatural horror fan in general. Some stuff, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just kind of particular, but maybe I'll give it another shot. I don't know.
You got to push through that first season, man.
Yeah.
And push through it.
That's what people have told me, and maybe I'll give it a shot sometime if I have some free time or something, but I tried watching it, I don't know, a couple years ago, and maybe it was episode 7 or 8. I don't know. I know I didn't make it very far, and I was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm watching other shit.
My last pick is Linda Blair, just because of the influence she's had on people older than me. And like I said, I don't feel like The Exorcist is held up for me personally. I just don't think it's that scary, but I'm not a huge fan of possession films, with the exception of movies like Night of the Demons. But I feel like I in my head, I classify Night of the Demons more of Evil Dead-esque, which is a completely different type of film in itself. But like straight up possession movies, I just don't see the allure in them. But she has certainly made her mark and has given people nightmares for years and years and will continue to. So yeah, I just feel like she has rightfully earned her spot.
And I see your disposition on that. And you're right. I've heard some older people say how frightening that movie was. And I don't think it's super scary, but in its time, it was. Now, things changed a lot since that film came out. And of course, you know, the 80s changed the game. But that film, I can certainly see why people thought it was so scary at that time. And she really did have a very iconic character. And like you said, I can't even imagine what the filming was like. I've met her a couple times. A friend of mine, he owns a screen-used Bible from the film that he had taken to show her and at a convention in Indianapolis. I believe it was Days of the Dead Indianapolis last summer. And I've seen her at other shows, and she's a super sweet lady. She always has a crowd at her table for obvious reasons. Look at the iconic character. So I can certainly understand where you're coming from with that. But now that we've covered the top three, like I said, no particular order other than I went ahead and said that Jamie Lee would be my number one. But like I said, I think that speaks for itself. But I'd like to give a shout out to, if you could add one more, or maybe a runner up per se. For me, my last spot, I wanted to give a shout out to Neve Campbell. Now, Scream, I was a young teenager when the first Scream movie came out, so that movie obviously was important to me. I love that film. It brought back the horror genre at the time was kind of stagnant in that mid-90s era, and it really brought back the slashers. So that movie is always going to be dear to me. And then, of course, they go on to make a few more, and she's in all of those. So she's in 4 Scream films. And those are a big deal, and I think she deserves a shout-out in there. If I was doing a top 5 list, she would be on it simply just because of that. I know she hasn't done a ton of other things in the horror genre like some of the other actresses or any of the B stuff really to speak of, but Scream was a pretty big deal, you guys got to admit. So she has a spot in there somewhere, so I'm going to give her the runner-up spot for me. What do you think, Kent?
I can certainly understand that. I enjoy watching the Scream movies. I think they're more fun than they are scary, but that doesn't, they're just entertaining to watch. They're great movies. They keep you watching. And even if it's not the horror aspect, they're just entertaining. And yeah, I can certainly understand you wanting to put her on the list.
Yeah. And I've been to a couple Scream reunions. Last year, I think there was one. Maybe it was the year before. I can't remember. I'd have to do the math. But
they had one at Scarefest, but she wasn't there. They had Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich and a couple of the others.
Yeah, that was one. You and I were at that, and I was thinking there was one more, but I went to so many last year, I can't keep track of all of them. But anyways, they're all great people, great with the fans. And like you said, Scream wasn't exactly super, super scary, but it was a different kind of film for its time. And it, to me, it revived the horror genre. And they were good films. They had good cast members, up-and-coming cast members. And I just liked them. I'm a huge fan of Scream. But if you were to have a runner-up on your list, who would that be?
If I had a runner-up, I would have went with Jesse on Ashley Lawrence just because of how much I love the Hellraiser franchise, particularly the first three. I think she also, much like Heather Langenkamp, encapsulates the victim perfectly. She's very innocent. She pulls off innocence very well and helplessness, even though she isn't, much like Heather Langenkamp in the least bit. So yeah, if we were doing honorable mentions, I would have put Ashley Lawrence on there as well.
Understandable. I can definitely understand that. Great, great actress, and she definitely pulled that character off. So if you had a runner-up or honorable mention, Jesse, who would that be?
I got to go with Shawnee Smith from Saw. A lot of people give me shit for liking Saw. Let's be honest. A couple of them had good plots, but most of them not so much. I liked that series literally for the special effects and the fucking amazing death scenes that they were constantly coming up with. I mean, yeah, they recycled some on occasion, but Shawnee, you know, went from victim to empowered to now she's, you know, running things for Jigsaw. And I really enjoyed her acting.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Saw fan. Like you said, a couple of them, okay. But you're right, I'll give it to you on the FX. Badass work. Everybody involved with that did an awesome job. But I just wasn't really a fan. The first couple, okay, but I really didn't pay much attention to it from there on out. Just not a huge fan.
I like the Saw franchise for the same reason I like the Hatchet franchise. I'm just going for the kills. They're always entertaining and creative. And that's really all I'm there for.
Yeah, definitely. I would agree with that. The FX work, and like you said, that's a good comparison with Hatchet. You got plenty of gore. If you're going for the gore, those are the movies you want to go see. Well, all right. We've wrapped up top three women in horror for the month of February, since this is officially Women in Horror Month. So get on out there, support the women actresses, follow their pages, give them some love on social media. A lot of them are on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. They've got fan pages. So give them some likes, give them some love. So we've broken down our top three, given an honorable mention. I could easily do a top five or top 10 list, but just to pay tribute to some of them, I just figured we'd go ahead and throw out the top three and then a runner-up or honorable mention, if you will. So get on out there and give them some love. But that wraps up another episode of Death Curse Radio, so please rate and review wherever you listen to the show at, and be sure to check us out on Facebook at Death Curse Radio, and hit us up for content that you would like to see. We'll take any of your suggestions and see what we can do with them. So send us a message and tell us what you want to hear. Until next time.
Evil lurks in the mind of a madman.
This is the end, friend.
Your suffering will be legendary, even in hell. From the prime time, bitch.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Candyman. Candyman.
Eternal.
Because I've seen enough horror movies to know any weirdo wearing a mask is never friendly.
That is better.
I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Some folks have a strange idea entertainment.